Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What are you doing, Mike? No, no!
We weren't... Did you not listen to what I just said? Let's not give anything away to lead the audience.
Yeah. This has to stay internal.
They're going to be led as soon as they go to the goddamn webpage anyway.
No, they don't see the results.
They don't
they
see
just
it.
Vote.
Oh.
I want you to know Pony keyed his mic to laugh.
Never mind. And he starts squirting soap all over the tire, and this is what was great.
You don't know where the hole is.
No, I didn't. It wasn't apparent to the eye. And right. He says, this is so great. He says, come on, baby. Show me where you're leaking. Let me see it. Let me see it. Come on, baby. Come
Alex,
on.
He's into his gig.
He is.
He's into
yes.
his job. I love that. Yeah. Cue the recording, please.
You know, T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob pick on your father occasionally, and I know you've heard a couple of those shows. What would you like to say to T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob when they pick on your father?
You are bloody bastards!
Wow! I love it!
Thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Speedwack. Now here's Mike.
I'm thinking about implementing a new rule instead of the jar.
All right.
Just to, when he calls the early start like he did today and
right.
he still chooses to be late.
Right.
Regardless of what the... I think we lock the doors.
Oh,
I think that's what we do. I think we lock the doors.
Just for my own safety, I need to know. Can I still get out of, like, if there's a fire? Are they locked on both sides?
I don't know, man. I have to give that some thought. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Washington, D.C., a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS heard in great places like Barefoot Beach, Florida, Keedysville, Maryland, Ball Ground, Georgia, Parker, Colorado, Everett, Washington, and Air Ryan, Qatar. I have big news regarding the great Pacific Northwest, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's safe to say that we have not finalized anything yet, but I've certainly booked the family out there. My family is going to be heading out west, they'd say.
Oh, my goodness.
On the 4th of June. And
really?
I think that it will involve grizzly bears, Big Sky, and perhaps a meet and greet, if we are able to do it by that time, in Spokane, Washington, one of our hotbeds of listener activity.
That's fantastic. And, Mike, I think it'll be fine because I know that Texas has already defeated the virus. So that's got to be spreading.
We'll have it in the homepage today that there is really, really good news regarding these vaccines. That's not what I based it on. I based it on that before. I was thinking about this for a long time. Look, I'm not getting any younger, and there are things I wish to see and places I want to be. And by the way, on the docket was perhaps going overseas. That ain't happening. By the way, that is pretty much the land of the elite now, I think. I think that's...
I think for the immediate future it is, certainly.
We're excited. And so...
Will you drive?
We will drive, and not drive all the way out there. We will fly to a starting point,
which
will be... and that's all we have now, is the starting point.
Okay.
We have not...
Do you care to announce that?
We're going to fly to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
And that's where the Odyssey will begin. And right now, leaning towards the end of the Odyssey will be Seattle, Washington, and that's where we'll fly back from.
That's an amazing thing. With your devout past as a Mormon, I know that landing in Salt Lake City will be wonderful.
One night.
Only one night
in Salt Lake City.
Only one.
One night, and then, Jellystone.
I've always wanted to do Yellowstone Park. I think that's cool.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is a beautiful part of the world. The Rocky Mountains, all the good, the Grand Tetons.
How dare you?
Tetons. But it's really, that's it. Details to follow, even with my own crew here. I don't know how I want to do it, but there will be a presence on the show when I'm doing this 2-week odyssey.
This will be fantastic. This is so cool.
And I think, we'll have to work out the details on how I do it. But I think, in this day and age, you can do it from anywhere.
Of course.
And I can pop in with my daily reports or my 1 week of daily reports and 1 week of really being with my family and not having to think about that. But it's exciting, and it's something we've wanted to do, and it's something that I think my son's really going to like.
Have you told him yet?
We've been discussing it, and then finally, when you're planning these things, you got to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. And you got to really just bite the bullet and go ahead and do that. And as I said, I have never seen that part of the country. And, we've got listeners out in that area, and I'm very, very excited to do that because I've never gotten into that corner. And
I guess I haven't either. You know, when you think about it, the mountainous midwestern part of our country, that'll be
not Midwest. It's the West.
The West, out West, they'd say. But pay for the thing, Mike. Pay for the thing where you get your money back on your tickets.
What do you mean? Oh, no, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. That's it's done.
Oh,
it's
so you're really shooting craps here. You're rolling the
dice.
Well,
not really, because there's just only one. What the itinerary is going to be is to be determined. I'm a big believer in just pull the trigger and do it. We're not going to do a round trip, so I did one way with the family, and we're flying Tony's Airlines.
Oh, that's a good one.
It should be special. I think it's going to be very, very exciting.
The airline. They have both engines on the plane, right?
Yeah,
one on each side?
They do. Yeah, that functioning aircraft.
They could function or not. Yeah. Just have them.
What? We're live right now.
Okay,
we're live.
It's not live.
What do you mean it's not live on the app? We're not live on the app.
We're not live on the app. Maddie is taking care of that right now, even as we speak.
Aren't we normally live on the app?
We should
say we were live on the app?
Maddie, are we okay?
Yep, let me just double check with Pony.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, God. That's what I love to hear. That's
double check with Pony.
Thank you, Carla, for being
for
aware
QCing.
Of that nobody at the whole operation is. And where is Oscar, by the way?
I just saw him darken our door. He is now in the building.
Oh, he's coming in. Hold on.
All right.
Hi
so
there.
We're going to be.
Thank you.
So I made my... I made my massive announcement, and always an angle. Oscar has framed things today. Oh, right, Rob? Always an angle.
Well, always at least, at the very least, an excuse. But usually
we got
an
framed
angle.
Gifts.
Yeah. Yes.
So framed gifts means 15 minutes late. So that's what that means,
But he's in his studio. He's sitting down.
Right. For the listener that sent us things to be unwrapped on the show, I don't consider it a gift. I consider it 15 minutes late for the show.
The gift that's of 15 minutes?
And now Carla has come in to tell me that we're not live, so my entire announcement about my trip out west is not. And now Pony, because Pony wasn't here, because I wanted to start the show. What is going on?
Hello!
Hi, Oscar.
Jesus. You have a disorder. I said to Rob, you have a disorder. You have a disorder.
That is true.
That is true. And there, first rule of MBAs, punctuality.
Make money.
Punctuality.
Yes.
Part of the deal. Business. It's part of the deal. So are we live yet or we're not, Carla?
Okay, we are. Maddie says yes, we are live.
Yeah,
on
we've
the app.
Been live. Mike, we're live in many places. She's probably listening to the app. Maybe we're not live.
You're
on the
listening
app.
To the app. We were not live on the app.
We're live on Facebook and YouTube.
Now we are. Cool. We were live during that time. So
that
my
entire
little
time,
Western
it all
announcement.
Counts. It all counts.
All right. But are we live on the app now?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. So that's it. For those of you that didn't hear it, Carla listens on the app every day. So that's what she gets her source of it. That's what the plan is. Right now, the only thing etched in stone is, is it a Friday or a Saturday? Friday. Friday, June 4th, flying to Salt Lake City, Utah, with involved in this two-week odyssey, a meet and greet in Spokane, Washington.
And so people that
is.
Are
I can
in
say
Salt
that
Lake
because
City,
it is,
Mike.
It's a big part of my planning for this. Anything else that's going on is not in any way length of time at certain locations. I'm not a big national park guy, although I do want to see Old Faithful and maybe
a
buffalo. Or what's that?
Old Faithful just
I'm
got here.
Here.
He brought gifts.
You're over there.
God. You. Anyway, so it's like.
So, should people greet you at the Salt Lake City airport with signs?
See, now we don't have. The numbers in Salt Lake City are not significant, I don't believe. right?
I think you've got, you know, I'll give you a real number.
Give me all a second. Really?
Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, I can give you a
Salt
number.
Salt Lake City?
I know Spokane,
Washington, we got a few.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sidebar, you might have mentioned this earlier, so sorry if I missed the show. What about the pandemic?
Well, that's, you know, we've booked one-way flight. I am confident that I will be vaccinated, and hopefully my wife will be vaccinated by that particular point.
Just curious. You know,
Mike, what do you mean? When you're at the Great...
Oh, I got it here.
Okay,
here, I'm sorry. It's top of mind because I was looking at these last night. We have in the Salt Lake City area, we have... Drum roll, please.
Hold on. Let me get the drum roll. This is cool. This is neat.
I was just looking at them last night. I was like, I wonder how we're doing with the numbers. Hey, listeners.
Eight. That's very disappointing.
Yeah, but by June,
you knew
that could
that
very
already. You knew that.
That could very well be 10 by June.
What is it in Spokane, Washington?
Hold on.
Mike, when you're
now, before we continue with this odyssey.
Yes.
Because I don't trust you.
It's a big number. It's going to be a bigger number. Much bigger.
I know Spokane. The overall numbers, how are they with
great.
The show?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Still doing well
these
years?
The dude effect did not hurt us. I don't know if it helped us, but it did not
hurt
us.
We'll get to that. We will get to that.
Yes.
Mike, when you are in Salt Lake City...
No, I'm trying... Excuse me. Let me just get a straight answer out of Tommy Tardy over here.
Old Faithful.
So what good overall?
You brought
it up that you were looking at numbers.
I look at the numbers every week for us.
How are we doing?
As far as
growing,
listenership?
Stagnating, falling?
As far as listenership, we are not contracting. We are not contracting.
That's good.
Yes.
How many years is that?
I would say we've grown maybe 8 of the last 10 years. In the middle of a pandemic, the fact that we haven't contracted with everybody not driving to work and listening to the show.
True.
It's pretty impressive.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good news. And keep trying. Mm-hmm. But I don't like not contracting. I like growing. I like to continue to grow.
We all like to grow.
Well, I'd like to see the numbers grow.
I think that's absolutely viable. You know, I mean, I thought they were contracting in the pandemic, but they did not.
All right. That's good. I'll take that. I'll take it. Yeah. And Spokane, a good chunk of listeners.
Yeah, you've got 2,300 listeners in just Spokane proper. Or 2,356.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So we will definitely plan a meet and greet out there.
Do not get your hopes up. If the meet and greet is light, it's not because of you. It's because of the pandemic.
Well, I think that I'm banking on a outside socially distanced event with masks.
Right.
And no matter what. I mean, it's going to be outside.
So it's more of a meet and wave instead of a meet and greet. How you doing? Hi, how are you?
No, I mean, since when do we look, we have had events where we do a meet and greet and we sit closely at every table. There's no big difference in what we're
doing.
It's just going to be what everybody would do.
I'm just preparing you. Really, Carla, the tension before the meet and greet, not in Salt Lake City, because you know anything.
No, I don't have those. It's not a live show. I don't have tension before meet and greets.
Okay.
This has been part of my planning for this from the minute I started thinking about this a couple of months ago.
Got it.
This is something. And by the way, there were several options on the table, but we decided that it was. This would be really seeing things we all hadn't seen as a family.
Sure.
I do want to get overseas at some point with my son, but it's just, I guess that is now the land of the,
Mike, he really won't be able to appreciate
people.
He won't be able to appreciate Korea until he's older.
it's expensive.
It is.
It is. But I mean, and so is traveling anywhere. But the Spokane thing, if I was going to stop anywhere on this little odyssey, mm-hmm. that's the place. And then it's on to Seattle.
God's country. And it's beautiful.
There. And home. That's what we're going to do.
I'm curious, when you're in Salt Lake City, will you actually visit the Great Salt Lake? Would you get in the Great Salt Lake?
Probably not.
I always found that fascinating.
It's off to Jellystone.
What's there right outside of the Space Needle?
Probably not a lot. It's more of a destination. The two big cities, Salt Lake City and Seattle, are the disembarking locations.
You can ski.
To get a nonstop. No.
No,
it won't be. It's going to be June. It's going, but they there's still snow in the mountains in June, so yeah. We'll see what happens with that. But as I said, details will follow.
Yeah.
But I don't mind saying it right now because I've done it. I've already pulled the trigger on it without insurance. So that's it. So
how much would the insurance have been? Would it have really made it
$19 a person?
You know, that's
no. What are you doing in the middle of a pandemic? You didn't buy insurance?
It's crazy.
Nope. Got 24 hours to reschedule, though.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah. That's insurance,
right? So I could go
right?
back and do it.
That's insurance.
It's a mini
pandemic.
Policy.
I know that's a pandemic. We're going. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And if I'm not vaccinated,
F
we'll
the
eat
pandemic.
It.
We're going to we'll make
eat,
it.
We'll eat it if, you know.
Yeah, my father lived in Portland, Oregon for some time, and he loves it out there. He loved it out there.
Here's what I'm going to do. I will be, once I have clarity on my situation, we will pull the trigger on everything else.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, so you just have the flights, is what you're saying.
I have a flight. I have a flight. And one hotel night. That's it. That's all I have.
Okay, it's a step in the right direction. And if it makes you feel better from now till June to have that there, just place there to like some hope, then
you know what?
All right. You know, for both of you, I got my son wanted to speak to both of you.
Okay, please.
I've got a little piece of tape that I will play for you right now.
I love little Michael.
Cue the recording, please. Thank you.
So I'm here with my son, Michael, on a beautiful Monday afternoon. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
You know, T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob pick on your father occasionally, and I know you've heard a couple of those shows. What would you like to say to T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob when they pick on your father?
You are bloody bastards.
Wow. That's great. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's so talented. I love that he can do that at such a young age.
And that he projects.
Here's what he is.
He's not quiet. He's good. He got a good voice.
Here's what he is. He is the kid I wasn't in school. He is the cool kid. So here it is. It's Wacky Wednesday. All right. So Wacky Wednesday, right?
Right.
Wacky Wednesday, he's thinking about it, right? He's thinking he wants to participate. He's seven. He's into it. He's
so wacky.
I'm like, you know, and Carla and I, you know, Carla's doing her, you know, selling her foot, peel your foot off medicine or whatever she's got for facials and
Sturm
stuff.
Glow.
We've got an early call and I'm doing my stuff without any time to spare. And he's thinking about wacky and we're really not giving him the guidance he needs. And it's really like, you're on your own, kid. Figure out, you know,
be
wacky,
without
Wednesday.
Your folks. Yeah.
So he repairs to his bedroom and he comes out and he's got, one of those long sleeve Florida lightweight, t-shirts that's, you know, the synthetic material with that's not matching his shorts, which is and then I don't know where he got this. He has a tartan vest on that combats the color combination. Then he goes back into his room. He comes back out. He has his Batman bicycle helmet on.
Right.
And he has one Skechers shoe on one hand and then a sandal on the other, barefoot, on the other foot. And I looked at him and I said, that is as cool a Wacky Wednesday outfit. He has that chip at seven. I know what kind of kid he's going to be. He's going to be the kind, but this is after the teacher said he's going to aftercare today after school is over. So the teacher said, well, about half of the class is very excited that Michael will be in aftercare today. My son has what I don't have, which is the it factor with people. I gravitate to him. Adults gravitate to him. He doesn't try to be.
Right.
He doesn't try.
Well, when you try to be, you lose it. You lose it.
He's a cool kid. Yeah. A lot of people say, my kid is smart. My kid is smart. But I have to say, I get it now. He's just got, he's super sweet. So he's not arrogant yet. And I'm going to have to battle that because he's going to have that. And he's, you know, I looked at him and said, that's what the cool kid would wear to be on Wacky Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when he came out with his Batman bicycle helmet on, I'm like, dude, you just have Wacky Wednesday down without, you know, you didn't put yourself out.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
You didn't put
that
yourself out.
Not a lot
out.
Of
you're
work. Just
not
get
a lot of work, but he put it together. It's like, hey, that's I am cool Wacky Wednesday.
You know
that's
what nailed it is the two mismatched shoes. That's subtle.
That nailed it.
Yes. And he has another pair just like it at home.
Right. And then he was talking about the new kindergartner, you know, complaining a little bit on the way to the bicep. She hit him on the head with a pencil. But I said, look, she's younger than you. You're going to have to deal with it.
She likes you.
Yeah, she likes you.
And apparently it was the pencil on one day and then the eyelet for a stuffed bear or some sort of stuffed rabbit, you know, that plastic eye that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that on another day that hurt him.
Well, you tell him that he should praise God it's not Chad Ram with a hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad Ram with a hammer and Chad Ram ripping up my Homer Jones football card.
What a
Chad Ram hitting Bruce Kelly with a baseball bat. Chad Ram scratching my face straight down so I had scabs on my cheeks. And then Chad Ram picked up by my dad and pinned up against a tree for a little discussion one day as Mr. Ram was raking the leaves in the lawn.
Chad Ram, right, for the record, was incarcerated later in life, right?
No, he was not.
Well, we haven't seen him since he
I would have no evidence to the contrary, but I don't believe he was.
Oscar, we haven't seen him since the insurgents on January 8th. He was at the Capitol building, Chad Ram.
So I'm here with my son, Michael, on a beautiful Monday afternoon. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
You know, T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob pick on your father occasionally, and I know you've heard a couple of those shows. What would you like to say to T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob when they pick on your father?
You are bloody bastards!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you letting him watch Monty Python on Netflix? Where does that come from?
No, this came out of nowhere, and I'm not a good parent. I'm sorry for using the bad language, but...
A bad word?
We were bastards.
What he's implying is that our parents never married. No, it's not.
Well, for a seven-year-old, you don't want him saying when the teacher gives him extra homework, you know, you bloody bastard.
Man, it's not Game of Thrones anymore, you know?
No.
You know, I was laughing uncontrollably in the car.
I would too.
You should. I thought he was dropping the F-bomb. I was that might be a little early.
We were working on the Russian dialect the other day. And so he likes... the sound of language, and the language, by the way, when he has his Spanish class from the dude in Colombia, former cartel member. No, I'm kidding. No, he actually
is it a language really class good. Or a business class?
No, it's Angel, the guy, or Angel, right. As down in Colombia. Very, very talented guy.
Is he in Colombia? Is that what you keep saying?
He's in Colombia. He's from Venezuela. He fled Venezuela with the problems they have in that country, and he's now living in Colombia, and he's teaching English kids. English-speaking kids Spanish.
So he's over there, and Michael's
this is
over
outside
here.
Of school. We're doing this just to give him a little leg up on things. We do little.
Does he
stuff
practice
like that
with the floor? Yeah, he's the babysitter, right? Is it Flora Carmen?
No, I don't even know if Carmen
speaks Spanish.
Speaks fluent Spanish. She would have to. Her mother is from Puerto Rico, so she would have to. But Carmen is not.
You know, Oscar fakes it. It's cute when he speaks.
Yeah, let Carmen practice with him. She'll like it. Like
you speak to your mom every week, though. I would think your skill set.
It's easy to throw barbs at me, but I know what the real deal is.
So I'm taking a call in Spanish yesterday.
I can get us across the border. We'll be okay.
You took a call in Spanish yesterday. Yeah. It's great. You do. I think when you are speaking,
maybe get
Spanish.
Him. You know what I think? We should get him. Get him a Spanish watch.
Yeah. That so I can might take be. The Pinto or the Santa Maria up here.
All right. So since I know, by the way, when you texted at just about the show starting time that you had stuff you needed
gifts.
To bring up.
Yes.
What did I say to you, Rob? I said, it's always an angle.
Yeah. And then you
said, always, I'm not late. I had to. That's what that is.
Oh, I didn't say I wasn't late. I was bringing stuff up.
I know you're, but I mean, it's kind of like. I'm late, but I'm bringing stuff up. There's always something like that.
Mike, it's been 10 years of this. Like, I'm doing my best.
11,
and I think I've
actually.
Gotten a little better. Little better. Baby steps.
Would anyone on the show agree that you've gotten a little better? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes! I would.
Better with punctuality?
I don't see a vast improvement.
But a little better. I said a little better.
The silence is deafening.
Two to one.
No, I would say of late it's been worse.
And also, I mean, it used to be you were coming from Fairfax to Manassas, so there was like a reason.
Yes.
But now you're 80 feet away.
Don't we look back on that? No, there wasn't a reason.
You're right. You're right.
No, there never was.
There was a reason why leave at 45 when you can leave at 55.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the reason was.
Right.
So, anywho, what did you...
gifts!
Is this... all right. Woo! Is this the 500th anniversary thing that we are not planning
anything big for? Yeah, if we do it on the bonus show, It makes no sense because nobody listens to the bonus show. We should do it all here right. to get people to listen to the bonus show.
Right, so what exactly do we have here?
Mike, at the other office, I get a call from the security guard downstairs, and they're like, you have a gentleman with some packages here. And I said...
His name is Angel, and he's from Venezuela.
Colombia. Is it Philip? Or Phil? It's Phil. It's Phil.
Phil?
Phil sent these.
Phil Connor?
Phil.
And
Phil
I have two as
Ned
well, Mike.
Ryerson.
I have one that says to Mike and one that says to Rob. I can open yours
Why don't
if you
we
like.
Start with Mike and Rob first?
Okay, Mike, I'm going to open yours first.
All right.
Because it says, can you see?
Phil, by the way. Phil.
To Mr. Mike.
To Mr. Mike.
It's what the, I've been referred to as that.
I like respect.
What do we have here?
It is the show logo etched on wood, painted with almost a shiny paint.
All right, I saw that online.
Yes.
I saw that posted online. It's very nice. Thank you. What is the symbolism of the cheese and the dog?
Because it's Queen
Maddie
of Cheese. It's a
pony.
Silhouette of a queen of cheese.
Oh,
and
then pony.
Plus boy.
Yes.
Pony plus boy.
They work on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who's boy?
Pony boy.
Oh.
Picture All puzzle. Right.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A rebus, Mike.
All right. Clever. All right. Thank you. That's very sweet.
I
love it.
Look for.
I wonder if mine is the same.
I am excited.
Mine is identical.
Oh, so you got one too?
Yeah, I was hoping perhaps on mine.
I didn't want to open it up.
Maybe my name would be bigger.
Without anybody
All
else.
All right. So Oscar's got a big one.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's
isolate that.
Same one, I bet.
I think it's the same. A cartoon size one. Really, not just for me, but the show. And it's nice when people actually make something we want. Usually, it's like, all right, we'll pretend to like it. Ah, look how huge this is.
That is big. I'd say the one for me and Mike is like a 12 by 18, and that's probably a 24 by 36.
That's very, very exciting.
Beautiful logo.
Oh, that's sweet. Somebody, Phil wrote a nice inscription on the back, Mike.
What does it say?
If Mike doesn't like it, I know you guys will. Here's to a great 2021. God bless. Keep rocking.
They didn't say that. That's not there. Turn that around and let me see if that's really written there. You bastard.
He didn't say if Mike doesn't like it. He said, it's really small. You can't see it right now. But he did say keep rocking and happy 2021.
I wonder if
I think it's wonderful. Thank you, Phil. And the guy's name is Phil that sent these along?
Oh, yeah. This has written on it, too, Mike. It says,
okay.
You bloody bastards.
You bloody bastards. That's for you guys. That is very sweet.
I'm going to put
that
this up
is very
here in the
sweet.
Building. Thank you so
I
much.
I will hang this behind me. I'm afraid, Oscar, we're going to lose your Metro Rail
picture.
Oh,
no, my Metro Rail.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. It's goodbye, Metro.
Goodbye, Metro.
Goodbye.
So, anywho, that's very, very nice because I guess come Friday... that will be our 500th bonus show episode.
Yes.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of content. That's an extra hour, that we've done for many, many, many weeks. And, we're thrilled with that. That's
many
great.
Moons.
So many moons. We're very, very happy.
We will be discussing it on the bonus show today. Some of our favorite memories and throwbacks and some of the listeners' favorite moments from the bonus
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should I have prepared for that?
No, all you need, Mike.
You live them, Mike.
Your lifetime is your preparation.
Okay.
Yeah. You've lived it. You bloody bastard.
So I'm here with my son, Michael, on a beautiful Monday afternoon. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob pick on your father occasionally, and I know you heard a couple of those shows. What would you like to say to T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob when they pick on your father?
You are bloody bastards!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
That's great. I'll have to edit that down
it,
so I just...
You played it to the label that time, because a lot of times we didn't hear thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Like I'm doing a legitimate interview. He performs on cue. He does. He performs on cue. So, welcome to the show. I guess we've gotten all that business out of the way.
Yes, thank you.
And today on the show, we have to talk about Rob and his flat tire.
Yes.
I want to talk about it. Are you planning... Did you open your toy yet?
No, it's
no,
right
we
here.
Have the unboxing. To
we
do
have
today.
Another unboxing,
a collectible,
and of course, when we come back, we will have the homepage, and then later in the show, an update on the announcer voting that is really, really catching fire,
burning up the internet, Mike.
burning up the internet right now. That's it. So we can take a break, and when we come back, is that what we're doing? You were looking at me like, you know, I mean, that's normally when I hear that stuff. And we'll come back. It's just one of those days. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Thank you.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Hi there, I'm Jack Cassidy.
Father of David and Sean Cassidy.
Yes, they said it was an immaculate conception. Because I enjoy the company of Manuzi.
Who are you?
Jack Cassidy.
Betty was there. We were having sherry. I said, Betty, would you like to come out to my MG and enjoy a marijuana cigarette and then perhaps some
fornication, Jack Cassidy?
I'm not an A-lister any longer, and I'm dead.
Of course, everyone was smoking.
If you were not a smoker when you walked into that cabaret, you were certainly addicted when you left.
Jack Cassidy, stop.
Smoke detectors. Replacement batteries. Home fire extinguishers. And fire retardant silk ascots. Don't be like Jack Cassidy.
Feels a little awkward. Better swim in Lake Mead. Jack Cassidy.
Protect your home and family with fire safety products. All available through Target and Walmart at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center.
I'm not going to even tell you what they use for hand warmers, Jack Cassidy.
Click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Okay. That's, you know, when you don't hear something and you don't do it for a while, that's pretty damn funny.
The smushed
welcome
good,
back.
Yeah.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Cornerstone. We all know this day would come. The hope for an economic recovery has pushed mortgage rates higher, leaving little doubt that the low-rate train is leaving the station. Toot, toot. It's a volatile market, and it's more important than ever to work with a team you can trust. And I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. For now, rates are still in the twos, and with household debt now surpassing $14 trillion and home equity at levels not seen in 15 years, the time to act is now, Jack Cassidy!
When, Jack?
Now.
Okay.
Whether it's refinancing for debt consolidation, divorce buyout, lowering your rate, or a new home purchase, Cornerstone First is the only company I'd recommend, Jack Cassidy. They're a direct lender, which means they can guarantee a meet or beat any offer out there. Call them now, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Yes, we all know I'm waiting for rates to go down. Just won't work anymore. So call my friends at Cornerstone first before the train has left the station. 202. That's the second time I said that. 625-1221. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Act now or forever regret your mistake. 202-625-1221. Cornerstone, personal attention from application to closing. We love them. They're good people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Thank you very much. Hey, you know, the reason I'm booking my trip, I'm getting optimistic. President Joe Biden said U.S. expects to take delivery of enough coronavirus vaccine for all adults by the end of May.
Oh, it's
that's
excellent.
All adults.
Oh, wow.
That is 2 months earlier than anticipated, and he pushed states to get at least one shot into the arms of teachers by the end of March. I got to tell you, fellas, it's moving.
It is.
And I think you got to give credit where, you know, credit is due. I really, really believe that, and I'm very, very excited. Biden also announced Tuesday that drug maker Merck will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved one-shot vaccine, comparing the partnership between the two drug companies to the spirit of national cooperation during World War II.
You know, that's something we cited a long time ago, that we sort of lack that anymore, and I'm glad to see it coming back.
Well, look, I am hearing good things, and these oldsters down here, it's every day you're hearing another person got vaccinated.
I teased you, Mike, about you making your plans to take a trip, but I would not be honest with you or the show if I didn't look at Shannon and was like, hey, you should look at Travelocity to see like what these rates look like to go see my sister and her and our niece and nephew. And she started looking. She's like, oh no. She goes, until I see everybody has the vaccine, I'm not even going to look. And I was like, well, you seem optimistic about this. Not at all. Right?
Well, maybe it's different where you are, around, right now. I err on the side of caution.
Well,
as
also,
I said,
Mike,
I've made one. I've never booked a trip like I have.
You're not.
I made one way flight.
Yeah. You're also ignoring the fact that Shannon hates her in-laws.
It really doesn't have anything to do with her COVID. In-laws. It would be her in-laws, right?
No, this is she gets along with the Salter sister.
Yeah. Oh my God, my sister's called during the vaccine. Hey, like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm driving mom to get the vaccine. But I'm driving, right?
Right. And she actually calls you while you're taking her to the Giant to get the vaccine.
And she wants the full lowdown on how it happened as I'm just trying to get these two glowworms to the Giant.
To feel like she's engaged, yeah. although she's not engaged.
I got to focus on the road. I'll call you later.
Do you think she called because she had a free moment or because she cared?
But this is good stuff. Biden said we're now on track to have enough vaccine for every adult in America by the end of May.
Dr. Fauci.
I don't believe he's going to come out and say that unless it's based in fact, because they're smart enough to know it'll bite him in the ass.
Sure. That's no new taxes. That's no new taxes. If they don't get that out in 2 months.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Right.
Yeah, bingo. They got it. And that's enough vaccine. Whether it gets distributed is a different thing, but down here, our gov said March for people like me. I'll wait and see.
Sure.
You know how everyone talks about the black box flight recorders in plane crashes?
Yeah.
Some newer vehicles are equipped with similar devices, and the SUV that Tiger Woods was driving when he crashed had one. By the way, I haven't heard much about Tiger since the crash last week. The authorities just executed a search warrant to get their hands on that data. Sounds hinky.
Why would you need a search warrant for that?
Well, the story says it sounds like they're just trying to reconstruct the accident, but it's possible they're looking for something specific to either prove that it was Tiger's fault or that something went wrong with the vehicle.
I can use one of the classic hack stand-up comedy jokes is, why don't they make the entire plane out of the black box?
Yeah. That's a great joke from
1,000 years ago.
From 1,000 comedians.
Yes.
Look, I think that what it is that Team Tiger, as has been mentioned on this show, goes into the protective cone very quickly, and they're probably not forthcoming with anything they think might be damaging to his brand. I don't think anything's going to be damaging. I think he was not under the influence of anything. If he was, no one would ever know because it's too late for that.
Yeah, that's not in the black box.
But it's interesting that they want this. I'm just kind of curious as to why that would be. Who knows? 25 years after it came out, Rob Spiewak, The Birdcage remains a comedy classic.
You and
I love that movie more than anything because we are 95% potential queen.
Old queens, Mike. I don't understand.
It was almost a much different movie. Listen to this.
Okay.
It was originally supposed to star Robin Williams and Steve Martin.
Oh.
Oh.
Martin was supposed to play Armand, the Robin Williams character.
Okay, well, that's better. That's
better, and with Robin playing his partner, Albert. But Nathan Lane is that
so
movie.
So great.
Yes, I mean, he makes so the great. Film. He does.
But
he does.
Steve had to bow out, and Robin decided he'd rather play the straight man, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes.
So Nathan Lane was brought in to play Albert. I mean,
That movie
is Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
But then there was a point when it looked like Robin would have to leave the project. Billy Crystal was mentioned as a possible replacement.
No.
But get this. So was Robert Redford.
Oh, wow.
Really?
You could do this with hundreds of movies in Hollywood that were thinking about people, and it's hysterical to think about it. Obviously, Robin came back, and he and Nathan were, they crushed it.
I read that in the Steve Martin treatment, he doesn't own a nightclub. He plays a banjo.
Yes, sir. What is the banjo joke? Bob Odenkirk's favorite joke. Let me see. How many strings does a banjo have?
I know the punchline.
Five too many. listen, we're going to have a little, what's that show that they have where people bring in their antiques?
Antique Roadshow.
Yeah. Antique Roadshow. A small porcelain bowl in my hometown of Hartford, Connecticut. It was bought for $35 at a Connecticut yard sale. It turned out to be a rare 15th century Chinese artifact worth between $300,000 and $500,000.
Wow.
It's about to go up for auction at Sotheby's. The white bowl has blue paintings of flowers. It looks really like kind of a standard blue and white bowl you would see with the design on it.
Is it like the plate in
in the movie with Nathan Lane. Where
I don't understand.
What are those men
they
doing?
They look like they're playing, they're leapfrog. They're playing leapfrog.
It's a birdcage. The birdcage pattern.
By the way, it was brown. It was bought at a yard sale in New Haven last year. New Haven, where my dad was born. The piece, one of only seven such bulls known to exist in the world, will be up for auction in New York on March 17th. As part of Sotheby's auction of important Chinese art.
That's a fantasy of mine, is to do a big score at a yard sale. I think it's a fascinating thing.
But I think it sounds like this fantasy.
But it's like that person sounds like they didn't even know what they were buying when they got it. How did they find out?
And by the way, there are no artifacts in the O'Mara household because everything on the wall is from Home Goods. all right, here we go.
According to a new survey, that's a lovely picture of a shell, Mike.
76% of people who started working at home during the pandemic say it's made their relationship with their coworkers stronger than before. The survey also found 50% of people working remotely has made them more productive, and 3 out of 4 have more confidence in their work and position in their company. Well, we work remotely. I'm down here. You guys are up there. So do we think that working at home has strengthened the relationship?
It's fine. I you don't have to deal with like the stinky employee, or you don't have to just deal with people's, you know, loud music in the next cube. Like that's a lot of interpersonal BS that you don't have to deal with if you work at home.
I do miss it. I miss the fact that there used to be people around, you know, and that you can.
Oh, you miss people
sometimes? Yeah,
no, I do. Don't.
I do. I do.
Well, you're around more. You know, when Rob and I both did. Rob and I both did when we moved the studios of WJFK to Rockville. That was a horrible time.
That was the worst
time. That was the worst time
of my
career.
That was your own pandemic. The first one.
It was.
A psychological pandemic. Yeah.
And perhaps more damaging in many ways.
Many, many ways. I don't ever... I was, you know, and I only, I think, found out after the fact that you felt the exact same way. Well, I didn't realize you felt... I was so... Were you bored during that time?
Mike, not only was I bored, remember, I went through everything you did, but I had to get there 2 hours before anyone else did.
A single studio with no one else there in the building.
A townhouse.
A townhouse studio.
It's not my job to
not happy.
Present,
not a happy time.
Not my time to present unhappy. That's not my job. So I tried to sort of rah-rah it, but it was the worst time in the world.
The entire time, I had thought that they had built the state-of-the-art studio for you on Rockville Pike.
The studio was state-of-the-art. I mean, it was a good studio.
The studio was state-of-the-art, but it was unfinished.
That's right. That's very true. Yeah. There was lots of cart machines in the closet.
It was a hastily made decision.
Got it.
To placate large egos.
And there were promises that were made that never were delivered upon. And there was a lot of, as you know what I remember? Because, a lot of plywood.
Yeah. And once we were hustled off, because somehow that was going to be a move that would make us feel better about the fact that we did not get a particular gig.
Right.
It was the land of suck. Anyway, that's it.
Ever see a movie, Oscar, like where people are stranded on a desert island and eventually they turn inward on each other?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine an environment where you'd be excited to see an engineer come by just because it was another face?
Hi, Ben.
How you doing, Jeff?
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, it was
Lord of the Flies. And now a little something
Thank
for you, gentlemen. Someone tried to break into a house in Tulsa, Oklahoma, through a window last week, but ran off when she heard people inside the house. The cops came, and as they searched the area around the window, they found the burglar had dropped a bottle of water and an empty bag of Cheetos. They searched the area and found a woman named Sharon Carr.
Carr!
Hiding in the shadows! when she opened her mouth, the cops saw Cheeto dust in her teeth.
In her teeth!
If you were to eat a foodstuff that would really, you couldn't hide it for maybe a half an hour after you'd eat, and you didn't have access to a toothbrush or like a wet one or a baby wipe or soap and water to wash your hands, Cheetos aren't going anywhere.
No.
They are not going to go anywhere.
They got staying power.
They're the equivalent of an ink pack in a bank vault.
Yeah, very similar to that. Yeah. Same kind. She was arrested for first-degree burglary. The cops are still dusting for prints, but they're using orange brushes. that's it. We got to take a break. That's the homepage. We will come back with an update on where we are. I looked at it yesterday briefly, But we will get an update on the announcer situation on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
And hi to all of our Iowa friends out there. We are delighted to be on the air in Iowa City, Iowa. We love you, KCJJ. We love Steve Bridges. And we want you to do that job till you're 100 years old.
That's 10 more weeks.
Please, hang in there. Thank you, Rob. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Liquid IV. You know that Liquid IV can hydrate you, but it can also get you going and keep you going. Just try Liquid IV's Energy Multiplier. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue, but with Liquid IV Energy Multiplier, the struggle is over. Mix it in a bottle of water, and one Liquid IV Energy Multiplier is like drinking two cups of coffee. It's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. It tastes like lemon ginger, and it's delicious. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 10 million servings globally and over 4 million products to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Liquid IV is changing the world for the better. Grab your Liquid IV Energy Multiplier in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank you. I love my Liquid IV.
I'm addicted to it, and you know what's great about it is we're coming up on warmer months. It's actually getting warmer in D.C. You don't want a hot cup of coffee throughout the day sometimes. You want something cold, refreshing, but you want that boost. Liquid IV does it, and the lemon ginger is great.
We're coming off a week down here in Florida of 90, almost 90, 88 degrees, 87 degrees, oof. And it's such a difference maker. If I'm out there drinking regular water, I don't like the flavor of it, and I don't drink as much as I should. When I get a little splash of Liquid IV, it multiplies the hydration for me, and I'm not kidding you. It's essential down here. It really, really is. And I think the older you get, the more you got to think about that. So I think about those things every single day because I am old. Let's get to the announcing portion of the program. Yesterday, the idea came up. It was a very confusing day yesterday for me as far as the
someone actually said that, well, they said the first segment sounded like Oscar was all coked up.
Oh, yeah, I said that. I might have said that.
I saw that. I felt that.
No, he comes in like that occasionally. I don't think Oscar's a drug user. Don't you think you and I would know that if we worked with a guy for a decade or more?
I'd also be skinnier.
Yeah, that's true. The weight loss.
Yeah, if anybody looks like a habitual drug user, it's Ponyboy. Let's be honest.
Oscar might be snorting. Oscar might be snorting honey buns.
Oh my God! There's one left. I stare at it every day.
I know.
Wanda Farmer Kitchens.
Oh, and yes. Wanda Farmer sent enough snacks to open up a convenience store this week. So thank you, Wanda.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you, Wanda.
So the idea originally was we had the greatest announcer in the world, Dude Walker, who was announcer for this show. When we made some changes to some of the audio elements and the rhythm of the show a little bit, we decided we'd pop Mark Riddell in there. Well, this is all Oscar, who's been difficult during this period of time. Mm. Oscar comes in does not like the sound of Mark Riddell.
I'm not difficult. I'm not the one that said, let's take Dude off. I did that yesterday. I'm not going to do that 2 days in a row. It was not my choice.
No, what you're saying is that you are anti-new sound. Mike is saying
I'm anti-Mark Riddell.
As a person or as an announcer?
No, as an announcer.
Okay, because he's a good guy.
I think as a person, he's a 10 out of 10.
Yes. I was just saying that. I like the sound of his voice. It sounds young. Mm-hmm. And for a guy that's not young, he has a young sounding voice. His promos have been fantastic. So there's a little reward element to that.
Sure.
Just let me finish. And so I kind of like that idea. But the idea was once we, Rob and I got together and put these elements on, and we kind of presented them to you on the show, and you immediately decided that you did not like the Twitch announcing, and then that your idea at the same moment was, why don't we have a different announcer from the audience every week? And I thought that was fantastic.
Yes. Fun idea.
That, we would do that because it would be exciting, and we would have people that would be invested in the show. We're always about that. That's why we do the talking head. And then we present you with the second week of that, and you came in yesterday and you started complaining about that. And then at that point, I'm like, well, what? I knew there was a bit of a backlash when Dude was no longer the announcer for the show. And I said, well, why don't we just open it up to a big vote?
Which was the masterstroke, because let the people make the decision. They live with the decision.
Well, I don't look under the heading of DGH. Don't get happy. Mm-hmm. I would not want to make that a permanent piece of the way we run our show, where we have a vote for everything, you know, because then it would become a sticky wicket. But there was enough groundswell of opinion based on that particular element of change. The other stuff didn't amount to anything. And they, you know, some people didn't like it, but you know, most people didn't care.
Right,
to be honest.
Right.
Let me be clear. Twitch is talented. He does a fantastic job on many different facets of this show, whether it's a promo.
Here it comes.
He can be the voice of any show. I mean, he could get paid to do the voice of other shows. I just don't want it to be this show.
Right now in Vienna, Virginia, Mike, there is a young man whose hands are clasped on his task chair, and he's leaning forward and listening. He's waiting for the other shoe to drop. But actually, Oscar, you were very kind in what you said there.
He's going to be driving out of the parking lot today in a big Vienna Inn chili dog is going to smash up against his windshield. I don't blame him one little bit.
Remember what he said yesterday when he said, this is exactly what I wanted not to happen. Poor guy.
Well, it's not my fault.
No.
But it is for the dude lovers out there. I didn't really think that it was that big a deal, but it turned out to be. And that was my decision. I have to make it very, very clear. That was my call. I said, let's try Mark Riddell. Let's give that a shot. And by the way, I think I would be perfectly content with Mark Riddell. Absolutely content with Mark Riddell. I liked also the listeners doing it too. Guess what? I like dude. So the bottom line is I don't really have a dog in that fight.
Right.
Although when I looked at the polling and I saw yesterday early on, dude was the clear leader. There was a little pang of, you know, people.
To be fair, most of those votes came from dude.
They're actually voting against me, Mike.
By the way, would dude even be willing now to do it again if he won the voting?
Of this. We haven't involved dude in any of this.
Right.
No.
And what would probably serve us right when we run back to our ex-girlfriend, if that's what's going to happen, if she's like, no, I've moved on.
That's right. Sorry, buddy.
Well, I think it really does take him as much time as it would take any of us, which is 10 seconds out of a day.
Yeah, he's a professional.
To do that.
But also, you don't want to be broken up with ever, you know.
No.
So where is this survey? Is it on our website?
It's on MikeOMaraShow.com.
You see it as soon as you open the page.
You haven't voted? That's the first thing I did.
Yeah. You have to go to MikeOMaraShow.com, and it's on the left-hand side of the page. And it's clean, and it's easy, it's decent. You just vote.
Yeah. Pony.
You have four choices.
Without giving away... this is not for the audience, but internally, send us a screenshot of the latest votes.
Sure.
Internally.
Right.
Don't say a word. Don't say a peep.
Don't put it on Twitter, Pony.
Yes.
Isn't it always refreshing when you type in March after February? Isn't it just, you know, you get February with
Best thing is that it's very close to the beginning of birthday season.
Very, very exciting. Yeah. Well,
so close.
A couple of months away from birthday season.
I thought birthday season.
I'll be in Salt Lake City when birthday season officially begins.
No, I thought birthday season started in March and continued.
Oh, you think birthday season starts in March because you're born in March.
Well, so is
birthday
Oscar.
Birthday season starts in June.
You're born.
But what
in
about
June.
Oscar?
Yeah, I live
I
here
think
too.
There are more people born in June in our, I don't know. That's what I'm about to say.
Well, March is a prompt.
When you're born is dependent on when your parents go to the drive-in movie.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you were conceived, the drive-in movie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, Mike, without giving anything away.
But it wasn't a porno, Mike.
You've got a new text, Mike.
Oh, good.
Without giving anything away, you've got a new text in your inbox.
Oh, it's a horse race.
Man, it's a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn. This is crazy.
This is the very latest?
Yes. Latest. Real time.
If this was an election, we would be able to call a winner, I think. When do we close the voting?
The polls close at midnight on Sunday night.
Right, and we do our announcement on Monday.
I'm very, very... this is sad for a friend of this show. I'm very, very sad.
Well, they're all friends, Mike, technically.
Too much.
The categories are Dude Walker, and why was it put up, sometimes when you put the first choice up.
It was put up the exact way you structured the poll, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Dude Walker has 57.58%.
What are you doing?
Mike,
no.
Did you not listen to what I just said? Let's not give anything away to lead the audience.
Yeah. This has to stay internal.
They're going to be led as soon as they go to the goddamn webpage anyway.
No, they don't see the results.
They don't see it.
They just vote.
Oh.
I want you to know Pony keyed his mic to laugh.
Never mind. Hey, if you like... I don't know. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I apologize. Sorry about that. I guess I messed up.
That's fine. That's fine.
Hey, it's really... All right. Hey, Rob, pay attention. It's really close.
It is. It's anybody's.
All right. It's really close. We'll announce the decision next Wednesday after...
Monday.
We have, Monday.
Monday
sorry.
It is.
That's what I said. We'll announce the decision on Monday after we talk to Dude. That's it. We'll take a break, and we will come back with something right here.
Gonna make a change.
Change upsets me. We have a new look with a new camera down here in Fort Myers. All new. I want to explain what we're doing here. We are going from 5 to 4 breaks, 4 commercials.
More content.
Instead of the 5 that we've had before. We are also making some changes with the video presentation. The audio vault is no longer going to be the audio vault. It's going to be called the digital dumpster.
Goodbye, and, audio vault.
It's what we call, Mike, a soft open. We're easing into all the new elements, and before you know it, it's going to be a brand new product.
Enjoy the groovy new sound of the Mike O'Mara Show. Or don't.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
God bless you. God rest your soul there, Kevin Meaney. You funny man. Boredom. It can strike at any time, which is why you need to keep boredom's worst nightmare with you at all times. I am talking about Best Fiends. There's the music Rob obsessively plays every time I do this commercial.
Love
that
name.
Is the best
the music.
Fiends theme. It is the rate of the remote mobile puzzle adventure game. Hold on, what was I trying to say here? Best Fiends, the top rated mobile puzzle adventure game. Strike the remote from that.
Okay.
Right? There's no remote thing about. Of course, it's remote. You can take it in your phone. With Best Fiends.
But what they're implying is you don't need an internet connection. Once you have it, it's in your phone.
Like
if you're on the subway, Mike, you don't need an internet connection. And if you're like me, if you play it relentlessly, you can make it to level 2283, which is called Potion Cellar, Mike.
You know, why don't you just try to create a cell for it as opposed to mentioning the levels you're on?
Oh, no,
you know
I love I love the levels.
I want to know what he really loves about
Mike,
it. That's what I want to know. Organically, what he loves, okay? I've been picked on enough on the show. I want to know what he loves about it. I've been doing slugs now. I want to know,
Mike,
what he really, really, really... Now, do you really care, or is that fake?
No,
are you faking me out, or are you
being
telling the truth?
There be pumpkins now, Mike. There's pumpkins, and
there
also...
There be pumpkins? Now you're going to talk like a pirate?
There be pumpkins. You got to bust up the pumpkins. The thing that I love, really, about Best Fiends is there's no... instruction manual, so you have to be intuitive.
How many hours would you figure you have invested in this game?
I play it about a half hour a day.
Yeah.
I go to it when I sit down to watch TV at night. It's what I sort of distract myself with.
It's a nice step away. Like it just hypnotizes you away from like just
two things about Rob Spiewak, especially, and they involve Best Fiends. He is never, ever, ever bored. And he is never, ever full.
Never full. And on the way home, I had Chinese. The thing about
Best Fiends, you're done. Best Fiends has thousands of levels plus new content added all the time, so you never run out of entertainment. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer. Rob's not a hardcore gamer.
I'm not.
It's made for adults, but fun for all ages, unless you hate fun, in which case it's probably not for you.
Yeah.
Best Fiends, free to download, so do it now. With Best Fiends, there's something new today and tomorrow and every day after that. With Best Fiends, the fun never ends, and you will never, ever, ever be full.
Never.
Rob is all in. If you're anything like him, God forbid.
No.
No. If you're anything like him, you will be too. No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection. Internet.
Internet.
Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Okay, they moved it out of there. Best Fiends. Get that right out to the client. That's what I call a 10. That's a yearly subscription right there to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, welcome back. I want to talk about Rob's flat tire.
Okay.
Because, Rob, in the last couple of days, I have had moments on with automobiles that we own, my wife's car and my car. Carla goes across Alligator Alley and spends the weekend with my son on the other side of the state, and I drive her car for the first time in months. And the first thing I see as I'm driving back from running errands is coolant low.
Mm. Coolant low. And that's bad. What's in that? Florida.
Hello. I heard like a dinging sound or something like that. So I think engine seize, because I had an engine seize one time when the oil left it. So I went and I had to go into the AutoZone store, talk to the lady, show me what the coolant was for this particular SUV, and I popped that in there and I topped it off. All right. Then I, what is
that? What is that? That's coming from inside the room.
That's me.
Is that the coolant alert?
I don't know what's going on.
Did you get? Do you want to give away more stats on our poll?
No, I'm fine. That's just some of my Cocoonville buddies. You know, it's like you suck, you suck, you suck, you suck. Anyway,
it's a group text.
Thank you. Where was I? God,
you're talking about topping off the coolant.
All I have to know today. I mean, can I make any more mistakes on the show today?
Fine. You're fine.
Silence my phone.
You're on time, Mike. You were on time.
How long
have
you been doing this? All right, thank you. I was on time.
Yes,
it had nothing to do with you.
There you
I'd love to throw you under the bus and say that's your fault. Nope. My fault. So where was I? What was I?
You were topping the coolant off in your wife's car.
So topping the coolant. Then I hop into my car when she gets back and I see car needs an oil change. So that's on me. And then I find out you got a flat tire, which has nothing to do with automobile maintenance. You could just be in a bad area.
Well,
in the D.C. area, with the way we travel, nails and scars on the windshield.
Crumbling infrastructure in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital. And this, one of the problems here with the flat tire is that I'm an old man. And because I'm an old man, I have old man things, including a favorite parking spot. We have a parking garage about a block up from Podcast Village where I park every day. And I've got a favorite spot. And there's a reason it's my favorite.
It's the one with the blue sign, isn't it?
It's never occupied.
That's so funny. That's funny.
No, I like it because...
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You're not walking with a limp or anything.
When they whenever they ask Mike, I give them the same answer. I say, I'm never full.
Have you ever done that? By the way, have you ever taken a handicapped, even like for a short little jaunt into the store
where there were
six of them?
No,
I've never done that. No. I've always been too afraid.
I feel like I'm going to get the $500 fine.
My mom
has a
pass.
I feel like I'm going to get busted by like a video camera.
Yeah, my mom has the pass. I've parked with my mom with her handicapped spot, but I've never done it illegally.
Have you ever borrowed the pass?
I never have. Never have.
Does she need it?
Not anymore. She doesn't have it anymore,
Does she still use it?
No, I don't think she has it.
Did she have a knee surgery or something
that? Yeah, it was a knee issue. It was a knee issue, and the doctor gave it to her. But anyway.
I could have probably gotten one when I had my hips done.
Oh, yeah. You
know? Yeah.
Like that.
And so this spot is great because the parking garage has one thing which I hate is the slots that are two cars deep. So you can.
I was just thinking I could use the spot, and then if somebody busted me out, I just go right into the Uncle Cartoon voice. You know?
Oh, that's your handicap.
I'm going to get some Charleston Chew bars. Leave me alone. I love the color blue. I love the color blue. Yoo-hoo, everybody.
I would think, Mike, it would actually be you could go to that drugstore you love so bad, and the Uncle Cartoon voice says, I'm all out of Epsom salts.
By lot of Epsom salts. My skin's sloughing off. Skin is sloughing off. Chafing. Chafing is so bad in the Florida humidity.
Powders. Sorry. So they've got the parking spots where you can get conceivably blocked in. And I don't want that. So this is a single spot, and it has beams, support beams on all four sides, so no one can park close to you. It's a good, safe place, and I like it. So all I go and I park there, and I go out the other day, and I had a rather late stay here at Podcast Village, and I get to my car, and I see the front driver's side tire is flat.
Mm.
And I'm like,
what was the late stay? What hour was it?
I left at about 8, I think.
8 p.m.?
Yeah.
In fairness to Rob.
Way to go, Taskmaster. You're working him to death.
In fairness to Rob, he's like putting in like some serious hours. So I do appreciate it. Now, I don't know if they're productive hours, but he's putting them in.
Well, I'm like, those honey buns are not going to eat themselves. So
just 4 hours of honey bun eating.
What I do, Mike, is I lay them out on the counter. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And eat just a little at a time.
And I do. And I eat them a bite out of one, a bite out of one. And I'm always on the clock. I've got the clock running.
1 minute. 2 minutes. All right. So you're late and you're leaving.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I know that I look at my spare tire in my car and it's got one of those little Mickey Mouse jacks that's not a good jack. And I said, I don't want to fool with this, but I can't get roadside assistance in a parking garage that's locked. So I have to slowly drive, not necessarily on the rim. There's a little air in the tire, but obviously.
You know, if you want to see a good spare tire, all you have to do is look down at your belly button.
That was terrific. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Really good.
You can get in that garage just by fobbing them in.
Yeah, but I thought, you know what? Let me go up to behind the bagel bakery.
Okay.
And so I drive up there, not hearing any scraping, and I have roadside assistance. I said, you know what? I've never used it. I'm going to use it. So I'd call it in. And it's actually pretty efficient. They say someone will be with you in 40 minutes. Would you like to be notified by text? I said, yes. Ooh. So I'm sitting in my car listening to the radio, a podcast actually, and I get a text like 10 minutes later and it says, this is Nigel. I'll be there in half an hour. I'm in a white, what is it? What is the GMC? It's essentially a Tahoe.
Acadia.
That's it. A GMC Acadia. So he pulls in and I say, Nigel, he says, it's Nigel. I said, oh, okay. Well, that's
is it
nice.
N-I-G-E-L?
Yeah, but it was spelled, you can't get pronunciation in a text. And I said, hi.
All right.
Hi, Nigel. He says, is this your car? And I'm the only car in the parking lot.
Yeah, because it's barren.
Everyone's gone.
There's not people there now simply because of the pandemic, but there's nobody there.
This is the
there.
One behind the bagel.
The bagel bakery,
yeah,
right.
Also, that is the go-to parking like a lot in the evening for Good Guys. And Good Guys is closed at the moment.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It's just right.
I never parked there when I was going.
Oh,
I always shoehorn myself on the left side of the street. I wouldn't walk that far.
So the
when
other
I want to see my boobies, I'm not hoofing it. I'm not doing half a block. That's what it felt like.
Handicap spot?
It was probably nothing. No, just I would wedge myself in some pretty, you know. I was always like aware of not being seen.
Yeah, you don't want to be necessarily.
I would just park behind, and then if I couldn't find a parking space on the street,
mm-hmm. right,
and then I would scurry in.
Scurry, and then? Linger and scurry out.
Well, you know, sometimes I was there with me mates, and sometimes
you'd
I was
also
there
get
by
there
myself.
Before rush hour, afternoon rush hour. So it was plenty of parking.
It was lunchtime.
10:30 a.m. Get there about 11:30 a.m. after the show was over and just linger all day.
I remember Mike's signature line when he was being seated that he'd say, "What is today's soup?"
Good Guys, for those of you that may not know, we don't reference it often on the show,
no.
is a gentleman's club located across the street from our location.
Man, we can literally throw a tennis ball from the window.
Exactly. Yes, oh, and there have been business meetings there.
I forgot to mention that when I was on the phone with roadside assistance, they said, well, we're bringing you up on GPS now. You're at the Naval Observatory? I said, no, I am not the Vice President of the United States. I'm behind the bagel bakery, not on Massachusetts Avenue. I'm on Wisconsin Avenue. So Nigel shows up. I'm the only car in the parking lot. Obviously, there is a flat because the car has got the flat tire. The back is up because I didn't know he was going to need my spare or not. And he says, is this your car? I said, it is. So he gets out a great, you know.
Are you thinking he can patch it?
Hoping. hoping. And so he gets out the super jack, he picks it up, gets out the, it's not a pneumatic drill, but it is a powered, charged drill. So he, and already, you know what? This is worth waiting the 40 minutes because I couldn't have done it this fast.
Did you pull out the spare for him so you're ready to go?
I had it open, ready to go. So, I mean, I just wanted to be a helpful, but also keep in mind.
So no.
It's cold. It's also cold. So, I mean,
it was cold. I watched a reporter out in front of the White House last night. It looked cold up there.
So, I read it. All he had to do was pull the spare out. The back was open. I didn't pull it out, but it was ready to go. And so he gets it out. And then a catchphrase that I have heard from a person before that I never thought I'd hear again. When my father was having trouble with his propane at his beach house, they were looking for a leak. And the neck guy that came out, the redneck, said, "We're going to check for a leak. Let me get my soap." And he had a squirt bottle of soap to look for bubbles in the leak. Well, then Nigel says, "Let me get my soap." I said, "Fantastic." And he starts squirting soap all over the tire. And this is what was great.
You don't know where the hole is.
No, I didn't. It wasn't apparent to the eye. And he says, this is so great. He says, "Come on, baby. Show me where you're leaking. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see. Come on, baby. Come on."
He's into his job.
I love that.
And he had inflated the tire. This is where I did have a doubt, because when he pulled out his air compressor, it was the lead to the car battery to make the air compressor go was alligator clips, and they came undone. It was not a hard connection within the wire, and I was really ready to see him electrocute himself because the way he was juggling wires. But he got the tire. "Come on, baby." And he said, "No, that's not it. That's not it. Come on, baby. Show me where you're leaking. Show me where you're leaking."
And it's elevated, so he's spinning the tire.
No, it's leaning against his car, and he's squirt, squirt soap. Turn, squirt, squirt, soap, right. Turn.
Tires off.
He's
tires
fully
off.
In fact, yeah, yeah. The tires
and
off.
He says, "You're showing me, baby. There it is. You see it? You see it?" I said, "Yes, I see it." I said, "Can you fix it?" He says, "No."
Never.
At least he looked.
Yeah, but there's the thing is that now I've got one really, really clean tire. Because it's covered in soap.
And but so, it's already flat, probably.
Yeah, it is flat. It was
sidewall.
A little up on the sidewall, about an inch up on the sidewall.
Always the sidewall. Call it the DC sidewall. Mm-hmm.
And it was just very frustrating. So then he pulls out what appeared to be, have you ever seen a pack of little chocolate donuts? They're made by Hostess?
Yeah, of course.
That's what my spare tire looks like. It is a small, little, itty-bitty thing.
Out of your car?
Yes.
Out of your Kia?
It was the bad luck Subaru, Mike. It was
the bad luck Subaru.
Yeah.
Now you don't like your Subaru?
The Subaru has to, you know how sometimes on your driving record, you need to build plus points? My Subaru needs to give me some plus points.
Wow, it's like one of the most reliable cars in the world.
In the what?
In the world.
Keep in mind, the first bad luck incident was not my fault. I was backed into by a snowplow when I was in.
You didn't move.
That's right.
He moved into me when I was the very fact that his insurance company paid for the repair and a rental car for 5 days shows that I was not at fault. So,
all right.
Anyway,
the
bad luck Subaru strikes again. And there's nothing more fun than, Mike, when a quarter of your car is a little chocolate donut and you're driving home in the middle of the night at 40 miles an hour on the Dulles Toll Road.
I'm glad. Have you gotten the new one yet?
Yeah, it's good. It's all good. Oh, that's another one. Stop this. Here's the cherry on the sundae.
I love this.
I called the Subaru dealership yesterday. And I said, "Hi, this is me. I did this on this date. I need to make this appointment." They said, "That's fine. Saturday." I said, "What time?" I said, "Noon would be great. Got to come in there." And they said, "Good. I have one question before we book your appointment." And I said, "What?" I said, "Is your wife named Carrie?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "She's here getting your tire fixed right now." I said, "Oh, okay. Thanks for the heads up."
Yeah. Communication. But that's one. She took the initiative to do that.
Yeah. Big win.
Yeah, and she missed a nap.
I don't, that's a whole
different
thing.
I'd love my wife to take my car to get a tire fixed.
I thanked her last night.
I would fall on my knees the oil change to be taken care of.
I thanked her last night, but what I would have appreciated is a text saying, "Hey, I'm doing this today. Don't need to call."
You're so put out with a phone call.
Shut up, you. Everybody shut up.
All right, everybody.
Radio hosts.
All right, well, Bad Luck will be back with his audio book right after this. I'm sorry, Digital Dumpster.
Digital Dumpster, Mike.
We're going to change that back, too. Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed.
My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show is even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Thank you, Winslow. Appreciate that. Hey, spring is just around the corner. That means it's time to get the lawn back on track. I already have, and it was a snap, because I'm down here where it's warmer, people. Thanks to Sunday.
Yes.
Remember that. Sunday.
Shunday.
It is more than a lawn care product. It is a customized lawn plan that works with nature, and they use technology like nobody does. I love that they take the guesswork out of the process, because you send them a picture, like I did, of my lawn. They tell you exactly what the soil situation is down where you live. Then they send you the products to grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody, because they don't use the unwanted chemicals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just went to GetSunday.com. Put in my house address. Their free lawn analysis tool took care of the rest. Sunday sends a tailored nutrient plan right to your door, right when you need it. And it is so easy. All I had to do is attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray.
And also, Mike, one thing you didn't mention, I didn't even put it in the copy, is that they tell you what day to do it. They tell you when to do it. It is so, it's idiot-proof. It's perfect.
It takes literally less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the stuff works. You will be the talk of your neighborhood, because you will have the greenest, beautiful lawn that you have ever seen. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That is $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. You are going to love it just like I do. And I tell you, it's all about the lawns down here, everybody. Let's open up the audio digital dumpster right here, or the video digital. And someday we'll do pictures, too.
It's the digital dumpster.
It's the digital, the magic digital dumpster, the double D.
I know what it is. You don't need to play it back, you know? Come on. All right, let's
Mike.
Let's go.
Right, how are they going to lose it?
Right.
Good news, Texas. You've cured COVID. I know you love your governor, Mike, but everyone can have a favorite governor, and my current favorite governor is Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott.
Governors suck, by the way.
Oh, they're the worst. They're
Andrew
the worst.
Andrew Cuomo, Ron DeSantis, this guy Abbott. Hey, Abbott.
Abbott. You know?
So, and by the way, can I just throw this out there for everybody who thinks that I'm Johnny Liberal? All I do is love partisan Democrats. That's it. Andrew Cuomo, get your ass out of there. I don't need any more evidence.
Wow.
I don't need any more evidence. Go. Oh, go. Horn
the only good thing
go
on Saturday
horn
night.
Your way go horn your way around some other business, Mike. All right, be a talking head and go harass people on some of the cable networks,
the only
okay
good
horny
thing,
man.
The only good thing on Saturday Night Live the past few weeks has been Pete Davidson as Andrew Cuomo. It's just very very funny.
I can't end that run right away.
It's so good. All right, so yeah, here's the announcement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
I'm issuing a new executive order that rescinds most of the earlier executive orders. Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas.
Any.
Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate. Oh.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the hole of Texas.
Do you think this happens, Mike, so quickly if...
If the power grid hadn't
failed the state of Texas, and they didn't have all this fallout from people dying, starving, bad water.
Let's distract from all the crappy jobs I've done during my administration, being the idiot that I am, by doing another idiot move. We're at the finish line, and this dick decides that he's going to do something that's not going to necessarily have tremendously dire effects if he's lucky, but does have the potential of creating a massive situation where this virus takes hold again.
Right.
Right now, we're at the finish
not
line.
Just in
right
Texas.
Now.
People travel from Texas.
I know. And not just in Texas.
People
you're
travel to
right.
Texas. Like, this
it's
is
stupid.
This is, We were all holding hands saying, look, this national mask policy was going to change everything for a little while.
You know who I have faith in? The people of Texas. There will be people down there that will continue to wear masks. There are people that, down there that value their lives. And they're not the people that are going, woo, yeah, no mask. Woo, duh, stupid.
Put so on your stupid mask, Sue Ellen, JR. Everyone in Dallas has to wear a mask. Mike, we've talked about it for years, the way people talk in old movies, like Jack Cassidy. We referenced it earlier. There's a reason that they talked with that dialect, and it's sort of trending on TikTok right now. This video sort of explains it.
Has anybody ever noticed that in motion pictures from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, actors and actresses sounded very different to how they sound today? This accent is actually referred to as the transatlantic accent and was actually taught in many Hollywood motion picture studios. You see, back when radio was first introduced to the world, the microphones sounded tinnier and had a very different frequency to the microphones of today. This prompted speakers to enunciate clearly by adopting an accent with both American and British traits. So a sentence would have been, "She decided to purchase a bottle of wine at the picture theater."
Pretty cool.
Her microphone sounds awesome. Tinny.
Well, that was done to me. It was made sort of retro, you see.
That is absolutely fantastic. They were trained to speak that way.
That explains the way Betty Davis talked.
They all did. They all talked like that.
So what if you send your fluff reporter out to cover the San Diego Comic-Con and something a little more newsworthy happens behind him? How long does it take him to react to it? A police shootout. Watch this guy ignore gunshots for as long as he does.
Citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation, this is a big, big loss. We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who owns Activation Pros. They help staff about 200 people every year during the Comic-Con. There's something going on here in the distance. I think we have an officer involved shooting. Excuse me, I'm going to see if we can come back out live. There's a shooting going on right now between an officer and a car that he had just pulled over. Forgive us for getting out of the story that we're covering.
We don't forgive us for not talking about Comic-Con
right now or how much we want to cover it.
Such a
we
dope.
Saw this officer pull over.
So that's how that guy operates.
That sounds like
play that again. Play that again. Yeah, go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
If you've seen the movie Heat, when they're doing the bank robbery at the end, all you hear is these type of gunshots in the streets.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
But this is just what local news is.
He's talking
so
about
so sanitized and spoon-fed.
Mike, Comic-Con is going to be postponed. I apologize for not talking about that for a moment because an officer is being shot right now. So we're going to pivot.
Jesus.
Let's go back to San Diego.
Citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation, this is a big, big loss. We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who owns Activation Pros. They help staff about 200 people every year during the Comic-Con. There's something going on here in the distance. I think we have an officer involved shooting.
Okay. You know what? Talk about it. Look, you want to know what gets people to the network level? It's called thinking on their feet.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
An ability that gentleman unfortunately does not possess.
How about this? You know? A personality.
Yeah,
that's
a personality.
True.
It's just a local news. By the way, I put it on the show prep this today. We'll maybe get to it tomorrow. Is your local news going into full fear mode? Mine is down here.
Oh, really?
The NBC affiliate down here, all right? I'll just give you the, because I'll forget it if I don't
Please.
Do it right now. Three warning signs your dog is crying for help.
Oh, no. I just want to listen, before we close up the DD, at the end of that tape, we didn't get to it. They threw it back to the anchor, and the anchor said, "I was your editor, and what does that mean?"
You're there. I'm here.
Close up the dumpster,
shooting.
Mike. Have a great Wednesday.
There we go. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. Every Abade. And tomorrow, I wanted to talk to Oscar about Omaze. Because I think it might be one of the...
Omaze.
Also...
Hold on. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Perhaps one of the great ripoffs in the history of ripoffs, in my humble opinion. Ooh, that could be
true.
It's
tough because
not.
If I have to hunt for the winners, which I do for things I don't win.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm always like, these people just look like iStock footage. Like something you could have bought online.
Does it say Getty Images at the bottom with the winner?
How many videos of the people driving away in those fantastic cars? Time for the Mike O'Mara Show to do an investigative journalism piece on Omaze.
And remember to vote. Right. Everybody has to vote. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and vote.
Whatever. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Thank you all for listening. For Ops View, I can Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Whatever.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
You know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm here with my son, Michael, on a beautiful Monday afternoon. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
You know, T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob pick on your father occasionally, and I know you heard a couple of those shows. What would you like to say to T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob when they pick on your father?
You are bloody bastards!
Thank you, Michael.